Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, hello, hello. This is Marcia Cappuccino, Dr. Cappuccino, host of the Dr. Cappuccino Show. I missed it last week. I was out of town trying to work with the Women's March and Eric Schottner of the Right for Life movement. I mean, it was really something this past weekend. I mean, people all over the world are convening not only in Washington, D.C., but all across the nation in behalf of rights for this, rights for that. Everyone is marching for some kind of right. But you know what? You can't beat the right for life. And the Dr. Cappuccino Show has as its acronym, Peace, Faith, and Family. Anything that has to do with peace in the world, faith, knowing that you can wake up tomorrow and still keep going, no matter what happened the day before, and, of course, family. Family is the nucleus of it all. And I really believe that because of that fact, we live. So the Dr. Cappuccino Show is going to be talking about something that's very dear to my heart, and, of course, that's how a person can keep on living when they do not know what their purpose is. Everyone born has a purpose. Everyone born was born with a purpose. Getting to know thyself and the thereof. That, my goodness, is the only way a person can be successful in living. And that is because, everyone has a goal in life. It's not that he should have a goal, but he has a goal in life, whether he knows that goal or not. And when people talk about a purpose, that means my being for living, my being in life. People want to know, well, what can I do? How can I walk this earth not really knowing what I'm supposed to do at any given time? What is going on? We're here to share. And Dr. Harrison is going to join us in about 4 minutes. But I want to start off saying that some people feel bewildered and they feel that they're not living up to the full potential of being a real asset in the world. Some are stating that, oh, my God, I don't know why I was born. Why was I conceived? What were those two people doing? Were they crazy? Why was I conceived to come into a world without any sense of purpose? I need help. And I know many feel very, very bad when they hear mommy or daddy say, you know, you were an accident. You know, I wasn't expected to get pregnant. You know, you weren't planned. You know, what do you mean you weren't planned? You weren't either. You weren't planned. I didn't know I was going to get pregnant. I was told I couldn't get pregnant. I wasn't ready to get pregnant. And here you come. You know, that makes a person feel bad. But the one saying that are really the bad ones, because it shows that they were engaging in sexual relations without a plan, just for some kind of ephemeral pleasure. They weren't planning to lay down and conceive to start a family. They were doing something else. Maybe they wanted a thrill-seeking pattern. Who knows? But when people hear mommy, daddy, or even relatives that are familiar with their birth or their conception talk like that, they don't feel very well. And I'm going to tell you something. When you're born without a plan, your life mostly, mainly proceeds on without a plan. Someone has to give us a wake-up call. Say, oh, oops, hold it. Whether two fools lay down or not, here I am. Let me overstep them. Let me slide to the side. And let me look at this thing for what it is. Two people were ignorant. They should not have engaged in relations just for the sake of, hey, I want to feel good for about two seconds. Hey, we need to look at this thing for what it is worth. Someone else had you in mind. Something else had you in mind. You never would have made it. You know, there's a song, oh, I never would have made it. You never would have made it had it not been for a higher source. So let's kind of raise our hand and say thank you. Thank you, whoever, creator, whoever, thank you. Because if you made it through that womb,
after 9 months or however many months, there was a purpose. You were supposed to come forward. Now, here you are. Let's talk about your purpose. When people say, I don't know what my purpose is, you got to think back to the source. If you were conceived, you were born, and I'm telling you because there's scientific and other physical evidence that you were supposed to be here at the given time that you were born, because there's something that only you can do. Don't let the circumstances of the world fool you into thinking that you weren't welcome. There was no purpose to those that were part of your conception program might not have had a purpose for you. Maybe they were broke, busted, disgusted, hungry, thrown out, on the run. Who knows? And at this point, who cares? Because the fact is you are here. So that means when we start talking about a purpose, we got to go all the way back where you got off and say, okay, who wanted me here? Why did I come here? You came to do something, again, that no one else can do. You might have been in prison. You might be in prison. You might have grown up by the wayside and the highways. You might have been one of the worst heroin addicts walking. You might have killed somebody and you think you've gotten away with it. Whatever. Whatever your divine purpose is, you're going to live that out. You're not going to come here and die off and that's it, as though you never existed. Your purpose, if it's 5 minutes out of 70 years, you are going to walk in that purpose. If it's 5 minutes, 5 days, 5 hours, you're going to walk in that purpose because someone had you in mind when they had those two people lay down. It might not have been them. You might have come from a family that really wanted you, but we're not stressing that because you ought to know what you ought to be doing if that's the case. Love never fails. And a person that grows up in a family of love, they're really, you know, going to make it most of the time because love will have channeled them in the right direction. But a person that doesn't know what their purpose is, they were cast out of the womb and told to shut up, sit down, and no, you can't have it most of their lives. But your purpose has been overshadowed by that nonsense, and we're going to talk about that right now. Number one, a purpose. What is a purpose? A purpose is an attitude of activity. So if a person doesn't know what their purpose is, they don't really know and have not been taught and they have not learned what kind of attitude they should possess going forward with their life. Everybody can look at the first 5 years and say, okay, I don't know what my purpose is. Well, what did you enjoy doing from 0 to 5? Did you want to be a fireman? Did you have hopes of being a nurse? Did you have hopes of being a wealthy businessman? Your purpose is from what you wanted, hoped, prayed, thought you were going to do growing up as a child. But now, here you are, a grown person, and you're still waddling around in life not knowing what you should do. Your purpose is to glorify not only yourself, but to glorify a creator. You glorify yourself by the way you live, and you glorify whomsoever helped in your creation. You glorify them by your works and your acts. So your purpose, really, if people say, well, I don't know what it is, outside of the whiskey, the dope, the drugs, whatever, our purpose, your purpose, is to glorify the Creator. Some say, well, I don't want to do that. I don't know who He is. There are so many gods here. I don't want to talk about no God. I don't believe in Him. I don't want to hear about Him. I'm an evolutionist, and that's that. Well, evolutionist, man or woman, you still have a purpose, whether you believe in that or not. But in order to feel fulfilled, a person that was thrust into the world, unbeknownst to what they were going to be or do or become, if they were thrust in the world like that, you've got to believe that something, some power, some force wanted you here. Millions have been aborted, but you made it. Many have been thrown in rivers as infants, but you made it on through. So because you made it on through with other thoughts and other unchings and other feelings, You really did not become familiar or acquainted with yourself, and you never had an opportunity to really look at the life that you were leading, that it might not be you. If you were destined, if you were born to be a butcher, you can sell shoes all you want. You're not going to be happy. If you were born with a destiny to be a great speaker, you're not going to be happy sitting over in a corner nibbling on your fingernails. That's not going to happen. If you were born to rule and to reign, you're not going to be happy sitting in a shed eating a rice 3 times a day. How do I know what my purpose is? Your purpose is to glorify a creator. Your purpose is to, as my daddy used to say, oh, my God, you need to get in where you fit in. Your purpose in life is to glorify your creator. Well, how do I do that? I don't worship no creator. I'm not interested in them. Whether you are or not, if this creator purposed you into the womb of mommy, if they purposed you into your daddy's sperm, if they purposed you in that, then, of course, you got to answer to a higher power. Most people don't want to answer to a higher power. I'm it. I'm gotten upset. But something should tell us that if we're born living creation, whether we worship the creator or not, we've got to glorify him. The creator, masculine, I'm not going down this women thing. Glorify him. We've got to glorify him. And so most of the time when we do not have anyone to glorify, we feel that our life is purposeless. Colonel Harrison, did you just step on the line?
Yes, I apologize. Yes, ma'am.
Yeah, you're okay. You're in a late break, but you know people really want to hear what you have to say, so you got 15 minutes to make it coming. But right now, our topic is how can I keep on living when I do not know what my purpose is in life? We're not going to find our purpose in the grocery store. We're not going to find it in our sex bed. We're not going to find our purpose sitting up in a university. The purpose for our being has already been created within us. And if we look into all the other portals in this season of life, we know that we as human beings were created to glorify him. So we need to go on this track and this search-seeking expedition. Well, who am I supposed to glorify? I'm not happy. You know, I got money. My family was wealthy and rich. I come from good stock, but I'm still feeling like I have no purpose. I don't know what to do with myself. I don't know what to do in life. Eating, sleeping, I'm going through the motion that, oh my God, I'm miserable. The purpose for every human being is to glorify him. Him. H-I-M, not H-E-R, glorify him. Him, there was a sage that said, I came to do the will of my Father. So now we have some clues here. What is your purpose? We can't just live for ourselves. And I know Kenneth understands that. And people come to him, you know, with these purpose questions. You know, I'm here, but I don't know what to do. I'm not having my job. I don't want my spouse. You know, I'm just, oh, my God, I'm just all mixed up, messed up. Oh, it's terrible. So if a person says, I don't know what my purpose is, there it is. You were created to glorify. You could be a butcher, an engineer. You could be president of the United States. Whatever you have become, that's one thing. Whatever you have not become, that's another. But you were born. Every human being was born to glorify him. How do you glorify a creator, someone that caused your birth? Colonel, you want to take a shot at that? How do you glorify the creator? Because we're not going to make it to life or death. You know what our purpose is, and our purpose, the main purpose, is to glorify a creator. How do we do that?
Yes, I'm sorry.
Colonel Harrison, our time is short.
Yeah. Yes, yes. Well,
jump
we glorify.
On it. You're already late. Jump
yeah,
on
good morning.
You're already
we,
late.
We glorify him, Doc, as you said, by praising him, worshiping him, proclaiming his greatness and his goodness in the earth. Because
who are you
the
talking
only way
about?
Can,
because you're saying, wait a minute, who are you talking about? You're saying him. Let's get to
him,
the
God
who are you talking about?
God Jehovah.
Are you
God Jehovah.
Okay, well, okay, some are not going to agree on that. Now, they'll agree on a creator, but I don't think we want to put a name on it right now. The creator, you know, the Aztecs had some gods, you know, you had Russians had some gods, you know, something, they don't believe anything at all. Christians have a god.
Yeah.
So I think if we leave it to their creator, we're going to, you know, run, we're going to put a home run out there. Glorify him. We've 15 minutes, we've been on the show about this. Him.
Yes.
So
it,
you can call
yes.
him their creator, because many people, you know, there's 20 million Muslims right now going around that, you know, their God is Allah. So in order to keep things on a even keel, then that might be best.
Yes.
So
for purposes of your radio talk show, I will yield mm-hmm. to creator at this time. But one has
and
to
any
find
other time.
Essence of
and
themselves.
Any other time.
Yes.
You got 720
yeah, but
billion
my preference,
people living
my
on
preference,
Earth.
Yeah, my preference with respect to name, there is a name, but for now we'll stay with creator. But in any event, I just want to say the purpose, one has to identify themselves. Sometimes people can search within, but they have to find out the main purpose of humanity, man and woman. What purpose do we possess? How were we brought forth? And who brought us forth? And as a result of being brought forth, we were all given certain gifts and talents and skills and ability to edify the Creator and to do certain, accomplish certain works and deeds and objectives in life, in addition to worshiping Creator to help build each other up, be our brother's keeper, be our sister's keeper, love one another, support each other, encourage one another, one down, one sick, visit them, help uplift them, lend a helping hand, and we have fallen off the radar screen with respect to doing that. And so therefore, we have sort of put the purpose of mankind on the back burner and put our personal desires and needs on the front burner. So I'll pause.
Okay, right. Now, I don't want you to cut me off. You cut me off, and I want you to cut me off because I'm trying to make a point here. We have many listeners who are atheists. Some want to know if there's a reason for them to change from being an atheist. So we've got to kind of take that into account. Also, we've got to take into account those that have tried God and that have failed, that if this God is a creator, whatever you name you want to give him, they want to know, well, why has that happened? Why has it happened? I've prayed, he hasn't done anything, you know, sat in church for 1,000 years, nothing has happened, and now I hear they're shutting them all down, so have I wasted my time dealing with them? I mean, we got a diverse community here, so we're not going to pigeonhole at this time, because what we're doing is looking and seeking a purpose. All that might sound good, but still, I'm kind of wanting inside. I don't know what my purpose is. Yes, I'm here. Yes, I'm listening. Yes, I got two eyes, two arms, two ears. But what is my purpose? Yes, you know, I got a good job. Yes, I got a son. I got a wife, a husband that loves me. But still, I'm at loss because I don't know what my purpose is. I've been making big money. I've been talking all kinds of talk all my life, but still when I go to bed at night, I don't know what my purpose is. But we've established that the a creator of all mankind has imbued within us a purpose, and that original purpose is to glorify him. Many people don't worship. They're not interested in worshiping a god. But when you talk about glorifying a god, some kind of worship might come in there, but by the way a person conducts his life, by the way a person is conducting himself on a day-to-day basis in or without a purpose. Okay, now, the purpose is how do we glorify our creator? We don't particularly glorify our creator by giving our brother some bread. That's not glorifying a creator. You know how we glorify a creator? By living a life of faith, living a life of purity. We first got to do that before we can stretch out and become our brother's keeper. I'm not going to be effective if I'm laying around eating slop all day long, maybe watching the soap operas, TVs with no goal. A purpose-driven person has goals. When they get up in the morning, they probably know what they're going to do until the time they retire at the end of the day. That's living on point of purpose. But when some wake up, oh, I don't know what I'm going to do today. Oh, I don't know where I'm going to go today. Oh, I don't know what I'm going to eat today. You will if you make up your mind to glorify your Creator. To glorify means to be an upstanding, outstanding person. And it means to, like my dad used to say, get in where you fit in.
Yes.
If that's the reason there, then that
okay.
means a glorification. Are you there, Colonel? Are you stepping away? Hello, Colonel? Are you stepping away?
No, I'm here, Doc.
I don't want you to cut me off again because that.
I apologize.
Thank you. Yes, I accept that. Our main purpose here on this show,
okay.
right now on this one, we want to tell individuals how
I'm
they
sorry,
can
have
keep on living. Yes, no, that's okay. Without killing themselves or without threatening suicide or without trying to take the life of another. People will do that when they don't have a purpose in life. So let's do what we normally do, the 1, 2, 3. Let's kind of give our listening audience 3 ways to know what their purpose is, number one, and then walk in it. We've already established you're not going to have a purpose if you don't glorify your Creator. When you eat, you're glorifying your Creator. If you're eating the food that you know your body should have, if you're going around thinking unclean thoughts, you're not glorifying your Creator. If you don't know what you're going to do from day to day, you're not glorifying your Creator. So giving the Creator a few moments of our time each day, that's one way we can glorify Him. Another way is by seeking to communicate with our Creator. And the only way you can do that theoretically is through talking or through praying or through the bowing of your head in solemnity. That is glorifying your Creator, reaching out for His guidance and for His direction in life. Then you're glorifying Him by allowing Him to lead your life. So let's talk about in the minutes that we have left, purpose. I don't know what my purpose is. You have just said, okay, on this show, I got to glorify a Creator. I might not believe in the Creator, so how can I get back on track? And you should do eating ice cream, going to Disneyland, that's a gravy there. But the first thing should be put first. If a person says they don't know what their purpose is, glorify your Creator. How can we make that real in the heart, in the ears of our friends here that are listening?
Well, as you said, Doc, they have to glorify the Creator, and they have to, there's one Creator, and then within themselves, the purpose, the person has to find the reason for which they exist, which they were created, and then they'll find the purpose of which there is a deed for them to do. So they have to connect with the Creator, they have to seek the Creator, and they have to acknowledge the Creator. Then they will find their way. It's hard to explain because it happens in a miraculous way, for lack of a better word and a better term. And I just wanted to suggest as a book, Purpose Driven Life, and I would by Rick Warren, I would encourage those to consider that. That's a great book, and it would help them to identify ways to find their purpose.
Okay, that sounds very good. I know that book came out years ago, but the suicide rates are up, homicides are up, community deaths are up. I mean, since Rick Warren stepped out on the scene, and of course, you know, we do our little homework, we'll find out that his son was killed. I mean, there's so much going on with Rick Warren, purpose-driven lives. He came out, I mean, he became almost a billionaire with those books being collected, but there was one thing that was left out, why there's not been much such success. Husbands killing each other, women throwing their kids over bridges. Fathers chopping off the heads of their young infant kids. There, since Rick Warren came out on the scene, things have horrible crimes. Everything unimaginable has tripled or quadrupled. So obviously he had his season. Whatever he had to say, he had a season and people were grasping on. It has not worked because the bottom line, people have not got to be told, yeah, you got to go in there and you got to seek this. How do you do that? How do you tell a prisoner that has killed 9 people on death row? How do you do that? How do you just tell a person that that's what they're going to do? The best thing to do is to tell them, glorify their creator. And then if you sit up there and say that, you got to show them how. You can't just say, oh, you got to go within and you got to speak out this and say that. How do you do that? That's why a lot of our religious institutions have just shut down because they're, you need to do this, you need that, but they're not telling them, well, how do I do it? You sit and you're talking. Show me how. Jesus did that. He gathered all those people and they walked with him, and I guess other major religions were sort. But how did you do it? We can't tell people, well, you got to go within. Well, how do you go within? What do you mean? How do you go within? I'm just telling you guys, I don't know what my purpose is, so I need to know after I glorify my creator and be told how do I glorify him. We just mentioned a couple of instances of ways that they can actually do it. You're glorifying. You first seek a slave. I need direction. Whoever you are, whatever you are up there, I need you to direct my life. I need, because if you direct my life, you already know my purpose. So I'm going to be directed in my purpose. I'm going to start walking in my purpose because I've already asked you. I'm not going to do it. I obviously can't do it. I just shot up Caron last night. I can't do it. I just walked the streets all night and turned 15 tricks in one night. I can't do it. I done drug alcohol for a half a day. I can't do it. So I don't know if we could tell people that go within, seek out. See, by the time they get on this show, they've already done that. The purpose, bottom line, if I'm waddling, if I'm sick, if I'm on the verge of suicide, because I got a purpose problem, I can't go read a book and find that out. It's not about a book. It is about reaching upward, asking, pleading, begging, and hoping that I'm going to be heard. I'm going to reach out, and I'm going to ask the Creator with my head bowed, show me my purpose. I've lived 1,000 years. I'm still no good. Show me my purpose. I know I was born for a reason, but I need you to show me my purpose. The government cannot show me my purpose. I can't find that in no book. There was no book when I was created. I haven't heard that there was a book laying around on the dresser when I was conceived. So I'm not going there. I need something, and I know you mentioned the term supernatural. It doesn't even take a miracle. Someone said, follow me. Now, that person, if we're going to go Bible, was none other than Jesus Christ. He said, follow me. So that means if you're going to follow the son of the creator that we're talking about, that means you don't have to go read Torah book. Follow me means get in behind me, and that's it. Well, how do I get in behind you? Now, here we go again, back to the creator. If we let the creator know, from this moment on, listen to what I'm going to say. If you let the Creator know that you want to know your purpose and you allow yourself to be directed by the Creator who knows what your true purpose is, you're going to be helped. You don't have to get out your house. You don't have to get out your car. Just say, yes, I will follow you. Follow you. Yes, I will follow you. And I think they're not going to miss their purpose. Their purpose is going to be veil from their eyes. They're going to see it right before their very eyes, and they're going to get in where they're sitting. Colonel, thank you so much for jumping on the line. You know, I missed you coming in. You know, I always reach for you now since you've been on the show going on a year. Thank you so much. We're going to stick to this, my purpose. We're going to find out everything we can know about our purpose. Okay, we found out. Now, I got to glorify him. Next week, we're going to go over the steps on how you can glorify their creator. Not pick up a book, not run to mama, not run to daddy. How can I? It's about me now. How can I know my purpose in life? God bless you all. Thanks for tuning in to the Dr. Cupertino Show. We miss you when we don't see the numbers here on our screen. We're over 300 today, so we know we're doing great. God bless you. Have a great weekend. Tune in next week.